Greetings. Let us take our collective breath. This is lesson 6, and today we're going to talk about and experience the traditional silent meditation. Now, if your mind just said, "Oh no, we're not," just be mindful of that, because that is simply fear. And we'll talk a little bit more about that fear in just a bit. So from our handout, we can see that silent meditation is the most commonly practiced form of meditation. And I would say that it's also one of the most avoided forms of meditation. I also think it's one of the types of meditation that has the most myths around it. The Dalai Lama says, if a person's basic state of mind is serene and calm, then it is possible for this inner peace to overwhelm a painful physical experience. And yet, we avoid the silence. I personally successfully ran from the silence for about 8 years. I had begun my spiritual journey back in 1991. I had heard about meditation before that. I dabbled in it, but didn't like it, and was convinced my type A personality had no business sitting in the silence. Underneath that, though, the truth is, I was absolutely petrified to experience what would come up in the silence. I was so scared of the obsessive train of thoughts that was already overwhelming me in my conscious state. I couldn't imagine what it would be like to choose to activate that in the silence. I also was not yet at the point in my spiritual maturity where I knew how to feel. I didn't have the tools then, like I have now, to create a space and to hold myself as my stuff comes up so that I can release it. When I began my spiritual studies, meditation was a part of our practice. And so I eventually had to forego all the excuses and learn how to sit in the silence. It probably was more difficult than it needed to be. And I hope that by sharing with you now what I didn't know then, it will be a more welcoming and even joyful experience for you. The nice thing about the silent meditation, very much like mindfulness meditation and even the breathing meditation, is that it can be done anywhere. Because the ego mind has been driving the bus for so long, we deal with all the questions and limitations that it presents to us, probably right now as you're listening to this, and certainly as we begin the practice of meditation. Because true meditation has no direction and no goal. And yet the ego mind, it wants to know exactly where we're going and what will happen as a result. So right there, we have a bit of a conflict to resolve. And oftentimes, that resolution happens over a long period of time. It took me many years to weaken the grip that ego mind had on my practice. However, it never stopped me from the practice. I never said, well, that has to stop in order for me to begin. I was surrounded by a lot of wonderful teachers who helped me understand that the practice itself is what loosens the grip. And so because the mind is conditioned to focus, which is why sometimes breathing meditations are really helpful for us beginners, oftentimes you'll notice that as you begin the practice of silent meditation, you're held captive by your thoughts, bodily sensations, emotions, memories, sounds. The mind is constantly interrupting the practice and trying to control what you are aware of. In the silent meditation, we're simply strengthening our muscle to be still, to be comfortable sitting in the silence, to allow the thoughts to roll across the screen of our minds, however not become attached to them, and when we do, to simply return to the breath. The wonderful thing is that with practice, the mind's compulsive obsession fades, which opens up an attitude of receptivity. And as you become free of any goal or distraction, your practice facilitates the presence of this silence and this stillness that is ultimately revealed to you as your natural condition. And we become connected to the core of our being. We are able to sense and feel into that inner knowing and that eternal essence. So let's talk about some of the common questions about the silent meditation. What about all the thoughts? It's perfectly okay to use the breathing meditation at this beginning phase, or the mantra meditation, if you find that it helps you not get lost in your thought. You'll have plenty of time to sit in the silence. If you're really not ready for it, trust your inner guidance that you're receiving about this and simply pick one of the other meditations. The mindfulness meditation perhaps would also serve you. Eventually, though, you want to be inclined to lean toward less and less technique. How long that takes you is completely unique to your journey. What about the emotions I start to feel? Oftentimes during a silent meditation, stuff comes up. Painful memories can arise. If that happens, simply allow it to arise without resisting, without indulging in analyzing or judging or denying it. Simply allow it to come up, don't attach to it, and trust that you are safe. What about if you actually experience fear and you feel overwhelmed by it? I would encourage you to use your breath if the sensation of fear begins to rise. And remember, the breath associated with fear is rapid and shallow, so you want to really remember to slow down your breath and to bring it all the way down into your belly. It may feel very, very real. And one of the reasons why it feels so real is that because in the silence, these condensed blocks of energy that have been stuffed off in the corner come up like a bubble in a glass. And as they come up and get activated, they feel as real as when you first felt them. And so all of that sensation and all of that energy is very alive in your system. However, the plus to that experience is that it is coming up to be released. So use your breath as a means of setting it free. Again, I remind you, it's not about waiting for those things not to happen before we begin to meditate. It's about going into the meditation, accepting that it will happen. And when it does, you have this information now, this skill of returning to the breath, to usher you into and through that experience. Meditation is a technique for breaking this spell, even if it's just for a few minutes. A few minutes is all we really need to experience the incredible benefits of meditation. Meditation is about revealing the mind that is undisturbed by worry. It's not about creating a mind that is undisturbed by worry. It's about revealing that which already is. Another question is there a definite length of time for each meditation? And once again, let's go back to the weights. When I began meditation, guess what this type A personality girl did? I went for the 10-pound weight. And guess what? I couldn't pick it up. And then what do you think I did? I left. Right? Well, I got to prove myself right. I knew it wasn't going to work. And there I went with all my righteousness intact. But eventually, I wanted to get in control of the mind that was doing that to me. The light bulb went on because I was practicing some of these other meditation techniques. And so what eventually happened is that I was able to become the observer. I was able to become the witness. I was able to detach from the thoughts that were still coming up nonstop. And so having created the gap, as Deepak Chopra talks about, I became intrigued by the mind that was telling me not to do this thing. Then I just became angry at it. I thought, wait a minute, who's running the show here? And the truth of it is, it was. And if my life was super fantastic, I probably would have let it continue to run the show. But my life really wasn't working for me. I knew instinctively that there was a calmer and more peaceful Camille. And so once I got a taste of that, I ran to meditation. And though I have fallen off the wagon, so to speak, many times since, the time it takes me to get back into the practice, fortunately, is extremely short. Before we do our silent meditation, I want to share with you this article that you may have seen. This is January of 2015, about this stress reduction strategy called quiet time that has been used in several San Francisco middle and high schools, as well as schools scattered around the Bay Area. Gunfire is a common experience. Most kids there know somebody who's been shot or actually did the shooting. Murders in the area are so frequent that the school employs a full-time grief counselor. Absenteeism rates were among the city's highest, and so were suspensions. And the teachers were so worn down, so were their immune systems, and they routinely called in sick. And forget about the academics. The kids were at the bottom of the ladder rung. In the first year of quiet time, in the first year of these kids meditating from 15 to 30 minutes a day, the number of suspensions fell by 45%. Within 4 years, the suspension rate was among the lowest in the city. It dropped 79%, and grade point averages improved tremendously, and attendance rose 98.3%. At Burton High School, one of three other schools that have adopted quiet time, students in that program report significantly less stress and depression, and they also report greater self-esteem than the non-participants. So with the stress levels down, guess what? Achievement has improved, particularly among kids that had been doing the worst academically. It is remarkable. If these kids can sit for 15 to 30 minutes, you can certainly sit for just a minute. You're saying, Camille, 60 seconds, that's ridiculous. Is it? I call it our 1 pound weight. 1 minute a day. Because you know what's going to happen? It's not going to be enough. And then you'll go to 3 minutes a day. That's the 5 pound weight. And suddenly you're going to want more. And then it's the 10 pound weight, which is 7 minutes. You use your cell phone, you set your timer for 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, increasing your weight a little bit at a time, building on the muscle that you're developing, creating victories, so to speak, for your workout. And suddenly, you too are running into the silence. And so let's experience a silent meditation. We will meditate for 60 seconds. I've got the timer, so you don't need to worry about that. Just use your focus and your attention for the breath. Posture is important for a silent meditation, so you'll want to be seated, your hands comfortably in your lap or perhaps on your knees, palms up, palms down. Perhaps you have a hand mudra. Whatever you need to do to simply make the body comfortable. You can close your eyes completely, or if you prefer, simply lower your gaze. We'll start with a few deep breaths. Let's begin. And let's take another breath. Congratulations, you just meditated. Our quote for the day comes from Marcus Tullius Cicero. Peace is liberty in tranquility. Tomorrow, Lesson 7, we'll do a recap. Until then, namaste.